USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Prosecutors in New York have opened the Trump hush money trial, stating how they believe the former president is guilty of falsifying business records to allegedly cover up a scandal before the 2016 election that he won. During opening arguments Monday, prosecutors claimed Trump doctored business records to hide a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels at the time. Trump's defense says there was no such scheme and that Daniels is only trying to capitalize on the allegations herself. Any potential ouster of Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House seems unlikely for the moment. He's the toast of many in Washington, particularly moderate politicians like Texas Republican Mike McCall, after getting a multi-billion dollar bipartisan foreign aid spending bill passed for allies like Ukraine and Israel.
At the end of the day, a profile in courage is putting the nation above yourself.
McCall on with Fox News Sunday. Hardline conservatives, though, not happy that aid for Ukraine was not tied to border policy changes. Some pro-Palestine Democrats also voted against the bill. The $95 billion measure is expected to gain passage in the U.S. Senate this week. One rabbi in Florida pressing home a message of resilience for Jewish Americans observing this Passover amidst turmoil.
Rather than allowing our enemies to define us as victims, these difficult times are awakening a renewed dedication to proud, unapologetic Jewish living.
He said security was being beefed up at synagogues across South Florida where he lives. This will be the first Passover since Israel's invasion of Gaza. It came in retaliation for an earlier brutal attack by Muslim Hamas members, slaughtering hundreds of Jewish families October 7th of last year. Jews and Muslims in the Middle East have been at odds for decades. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
President Biden commemorating Earth Day by introducing new grants aimed at residential solar projects.
To award grants, 60 grants across the country to states, territories, tribal governments, municipalities, nonprofits, to develop programs to enable low-income and disadvantaged communities to benefit from residential solar power.
Speaking from Prince William Forest Park in Triangle, Virginia, Biden unveiled $7 billion in grants to alleviate the high initial cost of residential solar installation. These grants are part of Biden's significant climate change legislation, the Inflation Reduction Act. The White House asserts these projects will generate 200,000 jobs. Gas prices continue to rise in the U.S., with the average price hovering around $3.67 per gallon this week. According to AAA, it's 4 cents higher than last week. However, in a Silicon Valley town in California, it's even more extreme. At a Chevron gas station in Menlo Park, prices were as high as $7.29 per gallon. Kroger and Albertsons are selling an additional 166 stores as part of efforts to address regulatory concerns over their proposed $25 billion merger. This move aims to mitigate fears of increased prices and job losses. The 166 stores are in addition to the over 400 already being sold and operated by C&S. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.